Lux presents Hollywood. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, bring you the Lux Radio Theater, starring Al Jolson and Barbara Hale in Jolson Sings Again, with William Demarest and Ludwig Donat. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. William Keeley.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. A few seasons ago, Columbia Pictures made a musical film about a magic name in the show business, a man who had earned the title of the world's greatest entertainer. That magic name was Al Jolson, and the film was The Jolson Story. Now, Columbia Pictures and producer Sidney Buckman have continued the life story of Al Jolson in Jolson Sings Again, another smash screen hit which we present tonight. From the first time that Al knelt on one knee on a stage, he's been singing his way into the hearts of audiences. And tonight you'll hear many of the songs he made so famous. Co-starring with him in Jolson Sings Again is the beautiful and talented new star, Barbara Hale, who plays her original screen role. You know, it takes a special talent to keep a star on top for a lifetime, and the same is true of a product like Lux Toilet Soap. Lux Soap has a special talent for helping to keep your complexion lovely. And that's a lifetime ambition for every woman. Now, Jolson Sings Again, starring Al Jolson as himself and Barbara Hale as Ellen, with William Demarest as Steve and Ludwig Donat as Papa.
They called him the world's greatest entertainer, Al Jolson, the man who had to sing. They weren't so far wrong either, and I ought to know. I was his manager, me, Steve Martin. But there came a time in Al's life when he had to make an awful tough decision. Al had fallen in love with a girl named Julie, and he had to choose. It was either show business or Julie, and he chose Julie. Then came a night, long after, a nightclub in Hollywood, the crowd yelling.
Wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet. You know, honestly, I haven't done this in a long time. Maybe the pipes are a little rusty, but I still know 1,000 songs. So you just name them, folks, and I'll sing. What do you want?
April showers.
All right, folks. April showers. Juicy boy, let's have April showers.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regret.
And as Al sang, Julie saw the old spell come over her and knew that singing was all he really wanted. And while he was still singing, he got up quietly, walked out of that nightclub, and out of his life.
You can well see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. It's a gift. Whenever April showers come along.
Yeah, Julie was gone. For 2 weeks, Al kept looking for her day and night. He sent his mother and father back home to Washington and came on to New York, still searching for Julie. And that's where I joined him.
Thanks for coming, Steve.
Well, Al, what luck?
Not a trace of her. But she'll be back.
You're going back to the coast?
No, Steve. I'm going to stay here and do a show.
Go back to work? You mean that?
Sure I mean it.
Huh?
And if the show's a hit, maybe she'll come back.
You better think that over, Al.
I've thought it over. I'm back where I was, Steve, singing for a living. Here. Broadway.
Jolson comes back to Broadway.
New Jolson show, solid sellout.
Jolson opening, high success.
Is it true what they say about the sea? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door? And do the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Suwannee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love like they say in every song? Is it true? That's where I belong. Do they laugh? Do they love like they do in every song? Oh, that's pretty. If it's true, that's where I belong.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, folks. If you don't mind, please, no more tonight. No, no. Please, folks. That's all.
Al, what's the matter? Don't you feel good?
I never felt better in my life. Can't you tell by looking at my face? Here. Read this in the evening paper. This is what I had to look at before I went on. Go on, read it.
Julie Benson granted divorce today in Reno.
I don't know, Steve. I just can't take it anymore. What am I knocking myself out for? You're always telling me about something with myself. How about it? That's what I want now. I want some laughs, fun for me, just for me.
You want to blow the show?
The way I feel, Steve, I'm not good to nobody. I can't go on anymore.
Okay, I'll tell Tom you're through as of Saturday.
No, not Saturday. I'll try to stick it out at the end of the month.
He goes to Europe.
So he goes to Europe.
But the boy is sick, Papa. That he tries to hide from us.
What Asa does, Mama, is a sickness not for doctors.
Oh, please, Papa, no riddles. Monte Carlo he goes to. Now you tell me, Papa, where will he get a good Jewish meal over there?
Mama, without Jewish meals, Gentiles are surviving year after year.
You wait, Papa, you wait. When Steve comes to visit, then maybe we find out about this sickness.
It was a few weeks before I could get to Washington and visit with the old folks. But the answers Mama wanted, nobody could supply.
You don't know, Steve, how we appreciate your visit.
Oh, I just come for the food, Papa.
Well, then eat, Steve, eat.
So, this winter, Steve is again Florida for Ita.
Oh, he's having a great time.
So he always... Right.
Oh, the beach and nightclubs and always with a girl.
Mama, with a man, it's only natural.
I'm very glad to know this, Papa.
Oh, Mama.
You listen to the radio, Steve, all day long now in Mr. Big Crosby.
Oh, that Crosby fella's doing all right, Mama.
Crooning he does.
Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. And the name, Bing. Go explain, people.
But he's got something, Mama.
Yeah, there was a time they played Aesop's record. All the time, Aesop. But for years now, you would think Aesop isn't alive anymore.
Steve, about Aesop, you tell us, Steve.
Well, what's there to tell? Al is doing all right. He's got a stable of racehorses, a stable of prize fighters.
All right. He buys racehorses, that I understand. But prize fighters he buys too. A human being. How is this, Steve?
I tell you how it is, Mama. It is a foolishness, a tragedy. The whole world is on fire. A Hitler swallows nations. Millions of our people driven, tortured, killed like flies. Asa doesn't want to sing, all right. So he doesn't sing. But race horses.
No.
Fighters.
No, Papa. Just eat, Papa.
Well, Mama, there never was any answer. Al was away when she took sick. Pneumonia. He was somewhere off of Cuba, a yacht. I finally got in touch with him. He chartered a plane and flew back. But it was too late. Mama was dead.
If I only known, Papa. If only I'd been here, I could have...
Oh, she understands, Asa. No sense to feel sorry.
Papa, how about coming away with me for a while? Let's take a little trip somewhere. Change will do you good, you know.
We are in the war now, Asa. And prize fights, race tracks. That change I wouldn't need.
You hate everything I've been doing, don't you?
Asa, it is your own life to throw away.
You want me to go in the war? Fight at my age?
A man finds ways to do everything. But if he's so busy fighting himself... Excuse me, Asa. I think I have to lie down just for a few minutes.
Sure, Papa. Go ahead. Steve!
Hello, Al. When'd you get here?
Only an hour ago, but what are you doing in Washington?
Well, first, how's Papa?
Oh, he's fine. He's taking a little nap in there.
Well, Al, you can believe it or not, but I come down here to see a bunch of generals at the War Department.
Who?
Son, I've enlisted.
Enlisted?
Yeah.
Well, you're twice as old as I am. Come on now. What's this all about?
Entertainment for the kids overseas.
Getting shows together, huh?
Well, a little more than that. You know, those kids are stuck away in the Pacific jungles, the Aleutians, Africa, Iceland. You know, it'd be a terrific boost to the morale if they could get the top names to go over, the biggest performers in the country. Well, that's the job they want me to handle.
You won't have any trouble, Steve. All the big stars will go once they know they're needed.
Well, it's just a question of getting a couple of them to lead the way.
7 or 8 years ago, I could have been the guy to start the whole thing off.
What's the matter with now?
These kids are hep. They want the stuff they heard back home. How many have never heard of me?
But everybody in show business knows you, and they followed you before.
No, no, Steve. I'm thinking of the kids.
Well, I'd better get going. I'll see you later, huh?
Yeah, sure.
So long, Al.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah?
Wait a minute, will you? Maybe I'll walk over with you, huh?
What about Papa?
It's okay. He's asleep.
Asleep, Asa? Oh, no. Not yet. It's all right, Mama. I think now everything will be all right.
In a few moments, we'll bring you Act Two of Jolson Sings Again. And now, our Hollywood reporter, Libby Collins. Libby, have you seen the picture that gives star billing to a locomotive named Emma?
Well, I wouldn't have missed it, Mr. Keeley. It's 20th Century Fox's new comedy, Ticket to Tomahawk. What a grand idea to do a Western about the pioneer trains that helped open up the West.
So the writers created Emma, who weighs 38 tons and is bright red and yellow in Technicolor.
Yes, and surrounded here with several delightful characters. Dan Daly, the traveling salesman who runs into trouble when he meets Dan Baxter, the harum-scarum Western girl.
Dan's quite a horseman, you know, and gallops all over Colorado in Ticket to Tomahawk.
Ann Baxter's an expert rider herself. She looks mighty cute in the saddle.
This being her second Western, she ought to be used to the outdoor life.
Well, it's a hard life when you're on location. Plenty of dust, desert sand, and hot sun. No wonder Ann took along a supply of lovely, luxurious Lux toilet soap.
She was taking no chances of missing out on her daily beauty bath.
Right, John. And the big bath size is just made for a refreshing, relaxing bath. Even in hardest water, it gives lots of rich lather. And the perfume's delicious. Delicate and flower-like. A fragrance that clings.
Yes, everyone likes that exclusive Lux soap perfume. When a girl uses the new bath size cake, she's sure of all over Lux loveliness.
That's what screen stars say. The active lather leaves arms and shoulders feeling so soft and smooth. Just right for the new low-cut dresses.
Creamy active lather, a lovely clinging fragrance. This satin-smooth bath cake is luxurious. Why not get a number...
And Barbara Hale as Ellen, with William Demarest as Steve, and Ludwig Donath as Papa.
A couple of weeks later, Al was facing the toughest opening night in his life. 300 GIs jammed in a Quonset hut in the fog and the cold of the Aleutian Islands.
And here he is, boys. The man I've been talking about, Al Jolson.
Thank you. Thank you, men, and thank you, Colonel. If I'm half as good as that send-off, I may leave here a second lieutenant. You know, Sam, it's wonderful working for guys like you, because if you don't like it, where can you go? It's me or nothing. Well, gang, let me tell you something about myself. I sing. If you don't believe me, write home and ask your grandmother. Because my songs aren't exactly the kind you were hearing back home. But maybe you'd like a few of the older ones. The ones your folks used to like. Orchestra, if you please. We leave home expecting to find a bluebird, hoping every cloud will be silver lined. But we all return, and as we live, we learn that we left our happiness behind. The bird with feathers of blue is waiting for you back in your own backyard. You see our castle in Spain through your window pane, back in your own backyard. Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west. Someday you'll come, weary at heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard.
Al sang for over 2 hours. This was a new kind of thrill, a new generation, a new audience. Only Al still wasn't too sure of himself.
I certainly don't know what you're worried about, Al. You went over like $1 million.
Well, Colonel, it was fun singing to those kids tonight, only I just thought I was a little old-timey, corny. Oh, by the way, is that my plane?
Oh, they'll call you. So you don't think you got over, huh? Let me tell you something. You didn't go over any better in Duluth 20 years ago.
Duluth?
In the old Lyceum Theater.
Duluth? Well, I'll be darned.
I played hooky one afternoon to see Robinson Crusoe. To me, you were the greatest thing that ever lived.
Oh, you're just an old fan, Colonel. I could have knocked you over reciting Little Bo Peep.
Ready to take off, Mr. Joseph?
Thanks, soldier. Oh, just one thing, Colonel. Do me a favor, will you? Tell the boys I'll try to get back here. Tell them a lot of the big stars, big names will be along soon. Bob Hope, Jack Benny, Joey Brown. But look, tell them not to forget me, will you, huh?
Yeah, they'll never forget that you were the first.
Well, somebody had to start it. Well, Colonel... tough saying goodbye, but you've been swell. I hope we meet up someday back home.
Yes, I hope we do. And if you're ever in Hollywood...
Wait a minute. Did you say Hollywood? Movies? You?
Yeah, I produced a few.
Well, I played at a few.
I remember every one of them.
I'm afraid I do, too. Well, so long, Duluth.
Yeah, this was a new theatrical circuit for Al. With bookings spread all over the map. Alaska, the South Pacific, North Africa, Italy.
Chinatown, my Chinatown. Where the lights are low. Hearts that know no other land. Drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy, our Chinatown. Alan dies of brown. heart seems lighter and life seems bright. In dreamy or Chinatown. Or Chinatown.
Yes.
Where the lights are low. Heart that no-no of the land. Drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy or Chinatown. Almond eyes of brown. Heart seem light and life too bright. In dreamy, dreamy China. Dreamy, dreamy China. China. China time.
It was kind of rough. Sometimes he didn't sleep. Sometimes maybe he didn't eat. Sometimes the bombs fell kind of close. But Al kept on singing.
I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy. And just like honey from the bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about. I can't do without Harry. Wild about me.
Wait a minute, fellas. And now, fellas, I'd like to sing.
Find a corpsman. Get a corpsman here right away.
Yes, sir.
And notify the major. This man's awful sick.
Come on now. Let's wake up, Mr. Jolson. That's right.
Baby face. You got the cutest.
In case you don't know it, Mr. Jolson, you're back home now. New York City.
New York? You must be cuckoo. What are you talking about?
Kind of surprised, aren't you?
New York. When did he bring me here?
Night before last.
You mean I've been here since...
Now, let's get some of this broth down before we talk, hmm?
Yeah, but tell me something. What was it hit me, huh?
A little fever you picked up overseas.
You know, the face is familiar. I've seen you someplace.
You certainly have.
Where?
Right here.
When?
This morning.
This morning? When?
When you woke up.
Oh, I couldn't forget you. You're pretty.
Just a baby face.
How'd you know?
You told me.
I did? When?
This morning.
I said that?
My friend, you sang it. More or less.
I sang it, huh? How was I?
Oh, you can do better, I imagine.
How would you know? I was long before your time, honey.
Well, a little bit, but I remember my folks talking about you.
Well, I'd like to meet them, but I don't suppose I'd be finding them up north here.
No, you'd be finding them in Arkansas. Their name is Clark, and their daughter's name's Ellen. Ellen Clark. Saves a lot more questions, doesn't it?
Sure does, sure does.
And now we're going to lie back and take a nice long rest.
But wait a minute, there's somebody I got to talk to.
Tomorrow, maybe. Mr. Martin knows you're here, and so does Papa.
Papa? He's here, too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where is he?
Now, always rushing around like that is just about the worst thing for anybody.
Oh, you don't say.
You're about to do most everything wrong.
Now, look, honey, wait a minute. Arkansas may feel that way about it, but I'm...
Now, you take animals back on the farm. Pigs, for instance. Never rushing around. Except, of course, if they see a sudden big shadow, an airplane or a hawk. That scares them. They get all confused. You know, I always believe people who rush around get confused the same way. You were going to say something?
Yeah. I wouldn't care to see anybody today.
Just as you say, Mr. Jolson. My, we'll soon be smart as pigs.
The doctor let me and Kenny Olson see Al the next afternoon. All Al talked about was going overseas again. But that nurse, that Ellen, kept batting him down.
Just forget how important you are. For once, you might do a sensible thing, Mr. Jolson.
Now listen, sweetheart. Whenever I had a job to do, I've always
done it.
That's
just what I mean. However, I just came here to say goodbye.
Goodbye?
I've been transferred, Candy, an Army hospital in Arkansas, and I'm leaving first thing in the morning.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, baby face. You can't make cracks at me and just walk out.
I want to talk to you.
Really? Won't have the time.
Oh, that's too bad. Because I thought, on your last evening here, how nice if you and I could have dinner together.
Well, now, I will have to have dinner, won't I?
At 7, shall we say?
That'll be fine, Candy. 7 o'clock.
I hope you like this place, Ellen.
But what about you? Kind of swanky, isn't it?
Hmm? That's me tonight. Swanky. Ellen, I wanted to thank you for the things you said to my son today. He's really a very nice man. But of course, that's just a father's opinion.
You could be right.
Thank you. You know, there was a look in his eyes when you spoke to him that I had never seen before. To me, it was like the first step when a baby learns to walk.
Powerful baby, isn't he?
Oh, powerful.
And he'll go right on singing when he shouldn't.
I'm afraid so.
You know, in his condition, that could be bad.
Still, I have a feeling he won't forget what you said to him. In fact, if I know Issa, he'll have to see you again. And if he does...
And if he does, I don't think I'd mind that at all.
Later, Al was out on the road again, much too soon for his health. A tour of the service hospitals around the country, including one particular hospital in Arkansas.
Baby face, you've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Oh, baby face, my 400 jumping, you should have started coming off, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, I just fell in love with your pretty. Oh, you got a baby face. Oh, baby face, you've got the cutest. Oh, you got a baby face. There's not another one could take your place, oh, baby face. My poor heart is jumping, you should have sat in, oh, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. The stars and moon above, they know that I'm in love with your pretty. Oh, you got a baby face. Oh, baby face, you've got the cutest. Oh, you got a baby face. There's not another one could take your place, oh, baby face. My poor heart is jumping, you should have sat me off, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. You're like a breath of spring when Jolie sings about your baby face.
Sit out here if you'd like.
I don't know why I'd ever want to see anybody like you again. And yet, somehow, I couldn't wait to hit this place. Kind of death, ain't it?
Haven't you been singing too much lately?
That's what I missed about you. Nobody to boss me around. You know, Arkansas, I've been thinking about you. And, now and then, now, just really daffy. Now and then, I found myself thinking that I could even get a little romantic about that test. You know how your mind runs away with you sometimes.
Sure. Mine does with every other man I meet.
Yeah?
It's fun.
But not exactly fun when it's me, huh?
Why not?
Well, for instance, if the gal happens to be young like you, I suddenly remember... Well, I remember I'm not so young anymore. And then I remember something else.
Well, now, I'm just sure the world would again, if you really wanted it to.
You know, baby face, I like you. But I'm afraid I'd need a little help. I might have to ask somebody like you where to start.
Well, now, if I'm not around, you just try relaxing. Anything you get fun out of, you just go right ahead and do it.
Well, right now, it'll be a lot of fun... Just a kiss you.
Well, then. Why don't you have fun?
Al never did finish that hospital tour. He never should have started it. He wasn't well. And in Los Angeles, he had a relapse. A lung was infected, and this time, the doctors had to operate.
I came as soon as I could, Al. I thought you might be needing some of those answers.
All I need is a good lung, baby. Just a good lung. You got one of those?
Why, you're breathing, honey. Now, who'd want a man to do more than that?
You don't know what you're saying, Ellen.
Maybe I should say it this way, then. I love you. I want you to get well. I want you to marry me.
Oh, you're the craziest gal I've ever seen.
They were married the day Al got out of the hospital. And then I drove him out to Al's house in San Fernando Valley.
Well, this is it, honey. But you can still change your mind about living here, you know.
I know, Al. This is Julie's house.
Yeah. Why did you want us to live here, Ellen?
Why? Why, imagine looking for a place in these days, and this house here just as pretty and... Oh, Al, I must be crazy. It was cruel of me to bring you back here.
No, baby, no.
I just didn't want any ghosts around, Al, baby. I wanted you to wrestle with them right here so you'd know where you stood about the past. And so I'd know, too.
Now, look, honey. If there are any ghosts around, this is the place they make them come out and fight. And that's what I'm going to like about you.
You're just saying that.
Yes, and I'm meaning that, too.
Well, promise me. If this house gets you down, when you can't take it anymore, I want you to tell me straight out.
Like I could keep something from you if I wanted to.
Arriving tomorrow, huh? Well, that's good, Ellen. That's fine. Oh, how's Aaron?
He looks to me like a man about ready to go back to work.
You mean sing?
Don't you think he can, Steve? Had lunch all here.
Sure, I think he can sing. Only nobody wants to hear him.
How do you know?
Well, he told me long ago to see if I could find the right show for him. Well, I tried. But nobody is willing to risk a nickel on him. No, not Broadway and not radio. If he tries for a comeback, he'll take the beating of his life. It would kill him to have to face the truth about it. So if Al thinks he's through because of his lung, even if he's lying to himself a little, it's the kindest thing that could ever happen.
Sure.
Candy Olsen arrived the next day, and that evening at the dinner table...
Well, Papa, you better figure out what you'd like to do while you're here. Ellen said you got to be entertained.
Me? Entertained?
Aren't you the man who likes to go dancing in swanky restaurants?
Oh, that was in my younger days.
There's a big benefit show for the community chest next week. A lot of big stars going to be there. Would you like to go?
Nice. Very nice.
I'll see that we're there.
Of course, to give Papa a real thrill, Al, you ought to be on the stage that night yourself.
Doing what, honey? Juggling?
Oh, I don't know. You sound as good as you do when you sing in the bathroom.
Bathroom? Well, you just hum a little, and with all that resin in there, you sound like Caruso. Don't you know that's why people like to sing in a bathroom?
And you just specially like it, don't you?
Love it, honey, love it.
The public might love it, too. Besides, I certainly don't want a man lazing around the house all the rest of his life.
Well, in that case, Steve, hop to New York and get a show together for me. Of course, I haven't got the breath for those high notes anymore. And if Bobby Sox has never heard of me, and my singing style went out with high-button shoes, but still, a name like Jolson...
Hell, I'm serious.
Well, so am I.
But I can't see why you'd have to worry about a little old benefit.
Well, who said they even want me on that little old benefit? I don't see anybody breaking down doors to get me to do it. Baby, let's drop it, will you, huh?
Sure. Well, how about some checkers, Papa?
Oh, no, no, thank you, Alan. I can't eat another thing. I said something comical.
After dinner, Al, as usual, pulled up his chair in front of the radio. Ellen and Papa were playing checkers.
Pretty tune, Steve.
Yeah, that's the big one right now. Made to order for these crooners.
They sure sing this stuff today nice and easy, don't they? Who says you need all the voice in the world to put one of these Humpty Dumpty songs over? Are the stars
out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon is high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from you. And I only have eyes for you.
Well, must be the resonance in here, Papa.
Resonance, of course.
Okay, Steve. If they can use me on the benefit.
You win, Helen.
Hmm. Oh, another game of checkers, Papa?
Of course, Helen.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, that's it, Charlie. I want you to use Al on that benefit show.
Well, I'm glad he's in shape again, Steve. But actually, I've got too big a list of stars right now.
Yeah, I know. But if they could still get a big name, you'd grab it. You just don't want Jolson.
Now, Steve, I didn't...
10 years ago, you'd be kissing his feet to get him.
Be reasonable. I've got to have names that mean something.
I don't care what you got to have. When Al Jolson says he'll appear, the guy you and I remember when he was bigger than your whole list put together. I'm not going back to that guy with some lame excuse that adds up to only one thing. He's not wanted. I can't do it, Charlie, and you're not going to make me do it.
All right, Steve. Ellamy's on.
In a few moments, we'll continue with Act 3 of Jolson Sings Again. Miss Amanda Blake, tonight's guest, comes from Buffalo, New York. She has a brand new contract with Columbia Pictures and is now testing for one of the most important roles on the current Columbia schedule. Am I making it sound too easy, Amanda?
A little, Mr. Keeley. Before all these wonderful happenings, I played in summer stock and devoted all my time to studying drama.
All fine preparation for pictures. And now you have a further chance at the studio to learn how actresses are made. You must have seen No Sad Songs for Me, with Margaret Sullivan, Wendell Corey, and Vivica Lindfors.
It was an inspiration. I've always thought Margaret Sullivan a great star.
Yes, in No Sad Songs for Me, Margaret gives a dramatic performance we'll long remember. It's a real triumph for an actress to meet such a challenge, isn't it?
A chance every actress longs for, Mr. Keeley, and has to work for, too.
Well, don't you worry, Amanda. Beauty, talent, and the ability to work are an unbeatable combination. I should say you qualify on all counts.
Thank you, Mr. Keeley. I've learned in Hollywood that the camera is even more exacting than the footlights when it comes to how you look. That goes especially for your complexion. So I'm grateful for my Lux Soap facials. Active lather gives my skin real beauty care.
Screen stars tell us there's nothing like gentle Lux Soap to keep skin right for the close-ups.
It's such a quick, easy way, too, Mr. Kennedy. All I do is smooth the creamy lather in well. Rinse, then pat with a soft towel to dry. I love the new freshness a Lux Soap facial gives.
Thank you, Amanda Blake, for that practical beauty tip. Lux Soap facials really work, as tests by skin specialists proved. In actually 3 out of 4 cases, complexions grew lovelier in a short time. So, to women everywhere, we suggest discover for yourself the appealing new loveliness Lux Soap Care will give your skin. 9 out of 10 screen stars use this fragrant white soap. Why not put it on your shopping list tomorrow? We pause now for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
curtain rises on Act 3 of Jolson Sings Again, starring Al Jolson as himself and Barbara Hale as Ellen, with William Demarest as Steve and Ludwig Donath as Papa.
The day of the benefit, the newspapers carried a big ad. The names of all the stars.
Hey, honey, is it in the paper?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see it.
Well, my name's going to be a little hard to find, baby. That's right. Keep looking. A little further down, honey.
Al.
There at the bottom, you see? And many others? That's me. Nice day, honey, huh?
Yes, sir. Nice day.
That night, the show went on and on and on. And by 12 o'clock, most of the audience had left for home. And finally, after everyone else had done their turn, they let Al go out on stage.
Thank you. Where is everybody? Well, I guess there must be a few old friends of mine out there. Who else would be hanging around at this hour? So if you folks don't mind, I'll sing an old one. Just one, and let you go home and sleep peacefully. Now, Mr. Conductor, let's have this one nice and quiet, and the little lady, I think her name is Lily, with the harp arpeggio, please.
When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear. For I love you so, so.
You're not crying.
I don't care. You were absolutely marvelous tonight. And if...
Telephone at this hour? Hello? Yeah, who? Brian. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you liked it. Nice of you to call, too. Oh, sure, if you think you want to see me. Well, come on out anytime. I'm generally home. I'm not working. Okay, sure. Good night. Honey. Brian. Do we know somebody by the name of Brian?
Well, Mr. Bryant's here.
How are you, Mr. Bryant?
You still don't remember me.
No?
Colonel Bryant? The Aleutians?
Wait a minute. Don't tell me. Duluth. The old Lyceum Theater.
That's right.
Honey, this is the fellow who phones in the middle of the night to tell me I'm terrific. Don't you love him?
Mad about it.
Sit down, Colonel. Stay for lunch, stay for dinner, jump in the swimming pool, do anything you like. Go ahead.
Well, thanks. I'd like to. I'd say, let's forget the Colonel. I'm just a picture producer again, and I've got an idea.
What kind of an idea?
Well, a motion picture.
Wait a minute. You want me to play a part of something? Me, an extra?
No. A picture about you. Your whole career. Sound crazy?
My friend is as goofy as can be.
Why?
Well, why? Last night, should tell you why.
Well, last night brought me out here.
Oh, but you make pictures today for a whole new generation. They buy the tickets. What's in it for this one?
You know, the story of the biggest man in entertainment for 30 years singing the biggest song.
That are dead in the doornail.
Not when you sing.
Amazing fella. Don't you love him, honey? Look, pal. I was singing in vaudeville at 15. Well, let's say when I was really getting underway in my 20s.
You expect me to play a 20-year-old on the screen today?
Well, all right. Suppose somebody else played it.
Somebody else? But me singing, of course.
Yes, of course.
Kind of put the songs through him, like he was singing?
Yes, I think it can be done, eh?
Okay, pal. Now, let's say you found a guy to do this, and he's great. What about the songs? You couldn't use the old recordings I made years ago, could you?
No, I'm afraid the quality would be pretty bad today.
So I have to sing them all over again, huh?
Yeah, I guess you would. But I think you can do it.
Oh, brother, I know. I'm better than I was in Duluth a zillion years ago. All that's happened since. Not hitting so good on one cylinder. I sing four keys lower.
Nobody would have known that last night.
Yeah, last night it was Sonny Boy.
Well, why not anything else?
Oh, pal, wait a minute. Those mammies, those rockabys, you got to get out.
And you think you couldn't do that? Have you tried?
No, Mr. Bryant. No, he hasn't.
Well, then why not come down to the studio and make a test recording or two and find out? Now, when can you do that?
What do I say to this madman?
Why, honey, you just tell him you're free most anything.
No. Now, look, this is crazy. This is a wacky idea. Yesterday I heard a lover sigh, goodbye, oh me, oh my. 7 times he got aboard his train, and 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, good-good-petty, goodbye. Good-good-petty, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me to the end, then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Cutie, don't cry. Goodbye, Cutie, goodbye. Kiss me to the end there, do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Cutie, don't cry. Goodbye, Cutie, goodbye.
All right, cut. We'll be in room B. Let's have the playback in 5 minutes.
Wait a minute, Colonel, wait a minute. Maybe we better skip the whole thing. No, honestly, I mean it. I just don't like this routine. Besides, I...
But Al listened to the recording. Then he heard it again, only this time in the projection room. And when he walked out, Al was the most bewildered guy in Hollywood.
What's that guy on the screen, Colonel? That's a recording I made. I sang. I know I sang.
Yes, of course. The voice is yours.
But that young fella, he's great and making art like me on the screen.
I'd like you to meet him, Al. He's waiting in my office. A fella named Larry Parks.
That afternoon, Al met with Ralph Bryant and his staff.
Now, wait a minute. Fellas, wait a minute, will you? Wait a minute. I'm scared of this picture. But it went over, and it wound up like the old Jolson again. I'd like to call this whole thing off.
You would?
Yeah, but my wife won't let me. Well, anyway, where are we?
Still at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, I guess the place to start would be back in Washington when I was a kid singing with my father.
They called the picture the Jolson Story. It was previewed in a little theater up in Santa Barbara. Al died 1,000 deaths that night. He tried to watch the picture, but he couldn't. Then he tried walking around the block, but he always came back to the front of the theater.
Paper, mister? Paper?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Give me 7 or 8 of them. Give me a lot of them.
Well, thanks, mister.
Say, that's me. That's me singing in it. One of the fellow who's acting. That isn't me.
You feeling all right, mister?
Want to know something, son? I feel awful.
Then he'd go back in the theater, sit for a couple of minutes, go out in the lobby, take another drink of water.
I'm the manager, sir. Is there anything I can do?
Oh, no, not a thing, pal. I just can't take it in there.
But the people think it's wonderful, Mr. Parks.
Mr. Parks? I hope my wife knows me when I get home.
Even when the preview was over and the audience cheered louder than Bryant ever dreamed they might, Al was still spinning. But when the picture was released and it started playing around the country...
You've seen these, Steve? More newspaper articles. Amazing.
Kind of funny, ain't it, Papa? Al's bigger now than he ever was.
And look...
It's the biggest grossing picture in years.
Look, yeah. Look. Jolson's story held over for 10th week in Cincy.
What town, Papa?
Cincy.
Hmm.
And the radio, Steve. All day long, Asa's records on the radio. Mama would be so happy.
Which reminds me, Papa, I'm seeing some radio people this afternoon. Tell Al I'll be around tonight to talk it over.
Oh, sure, it's a great offer, Steve. I'm tickled to death that you want me on the radio, only you see...
Only a what? Al, you gotta make up your mind now.
Well, the answer is no, Steve.
I say yes, Steve.
But why, baby? What for?
Al, in the old days, in the winter garden, did the audience squeal when you sang? You know, swoon.
Honey, in those days, folks didn't even...
That's what I thought. So you're going on the radio. It's your right to hear those Bobby Soxers squeal.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the star of our radio show, Al Jolson.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glories twine around the dawn, whispering pretty stories, I long to yell once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is pretty early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had Latin left for only a day, I'd make a wish here, but I'd say nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Well, that's about it, folks. The story of a man who came back, as no man ever did before, in the most wonderful and unpredictable business in the world, show business.
Just a second, Steve. Didn't you leave out something?
Huh? I did.
The next year, the community chest had another benefit, remember?
Oh, yeah. Al was there, all right.
And this time, nobody had any trouble finding his name in the paper, did they?
What's he got, Ellen? What is it that the guy has got?
Oh, I don't know, Steve. Maybe he just likes the thing.
Rock-a-bye, yo baby, with a gypsy melody. When you croon a tune from the heart of Big G, just hang that cradle, mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee, with all the soul as in you. Weep no more, my lady. I sing it, mammy. Sing it for me. And old Black Joe, just as though you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver, if you will only sing that Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, you'll rock-a-bye, baby, with our Dixie melody.
Jolson sings again, it's an occasion in the theater. And so we reluctantly draw the curtain now on the superb performances of tonight's stars. Al Jolson, Barbara Hale, William Demarest, and Ludwig Donner.
Wait a minute, Bill. You left out something. You really ain't heard nothing yet. Wait till Columbia makes the next picture about my life.
Al, you mean there's material for another picture about you?
I'm still living, honey. I'm still living.
It'll have to be called Jolson Sings Again and Again and Again.
Al, have you noticed how old Larry Fox is beginning to look in this picture?
Well, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going as long as Larry Fox can totter around. And he's tottering, believe me.
Tell us, Al, was it difficult finding the right girl for the part of Mrs. Jolson?
No, Bill. I just looked around for the sweetest and prettiest girl I could find. And who do you think was there? Naturally, Barbara Hale.
And naturally, she was a Lux girl.
Oh, yeah.
I certainly am, Mr. Keeley. Lux soap is a wonderful complexion care.
Hey, how about next week, Bill? Anyone singing here then?
No, but our story is about a talented composer and his search for love. It's the RKO screen hit, Night Song. And our stars will be Dana Andrews and Joan Fontaine. With two stars like these, I know you'll all be enchanted by the haunting romance of Night Song.
Oh, Bill, if you need a chorus of Cachaturian, I can do that next week, you know.
I'll keep one mind, Al.
Yeah, because I played with a band so long, I've learned it myself.
Good night, and hurry back, all of you.
Good night, Bill. Thank you.
Here's a fashion flash from Hollywood.
Look to developing collars to fill in the new deep neckline. Barbara Hale has a gorgeous slip in pale blue satin with a horseshoe collar for her favorite suit. Of course, she insists on Lux Flakes care for it, just as she does for all her washables. Wrong washing methods fade collars so easily it doesn't pay to take chances. Repeated washing tests prove that gentle Lux Flakes care keeps pretty lingerie enchantingly fresh and new-looking three times as long. No other soap, no other washing product is safer for colors. Try Barbara Hale's recipe for your nice things. Get Lux Flakes tomorrow to give your washables that lovely Lux look.
Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, join me in inviting you to be with us again next Monday evening when the Lux Radio Theater presents Joan Fontaine and Dana Andrews in Night Song. This is William Keeley saying good night to you from Hollywood.
William Demarest concurrently became a Bing Crosby in the Paramount picture Riding High. Our play was adapted by S.H. Barnett and our music was directed by Louis Silver. This is your announcer, John Milton Kennedy, reminding you to join us again next Monday night to hear Night Song starring Dana Andrews and Joan Fontaine. Stay tuned for My Friend Irma, which follows over these same stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.